Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Were we awaiting any medical news?
If we were, I was checked out because yeah. I did not know this was on the table.
Or any medical news. Was there something about anyone who I was waiting for, we were waiting for insight on? I didn't like say, well, what can this be? And I did not have the feeling of dread that I obviously should have had. It was just misplaced feeling of curiosity. Huh. Wonder what this is. And it's just like, it is not the end of the world. It's just, it's when you've been punched repetitively and repetitively and repetitively, the next punch that you take, even if it isn't a knockout blow, it's like, holy crap. Like one of the things, you get to the end of a season, and if there are bad things that happen, you at least, you get to turn the page. You know, you sort of emotionally like, okay.
Get everyone healthy. Get back to training camp. Right, start again next year.
Start again. Like let's focus on the good. Let's remember that this team is still in the same tier as all those other teams, except for Oklahoma City in the West. Let's remember that they still have a core three of very good players. Let's remember whatever. Like you start. Okay. Phew. I mean, obviously, it was super important to turn the page to on that horrendously injury plagued season 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
But even this year, you're like, okay, well, that was disappointing, but we're gonna turn the page, and I start to look at teams like Minnesota or teams like Indiana or teams like the Knicks, and you're like, you know what? If you can just stay healthy, like, because those teams fundamentally did, right?
Yep.
If you can just, like, that's the key. You just stay healthy. There's no magic here.
And avoid Oklahoma City.
There's a lot of good players on the Grizzlies roster, and you stay healthy. And next year, you know, we could be Indiana. Next year, we could be the Knicks. Next year, we could be Minnesota. There's no reason that you couldn't be. It's a new day. It's a new. You're starting to think about the off season, and then you get this email saying that Zach Edey sprained his foot. That's it, Jeffrey. It's a sprained foot. That's all. It's a sprain. It's a sprain, Jeffrey. It's just a sprain. Now, it is the third sprain of the left foot. Mind you, you know how many games Zach Edey missed at Purdue?
I believe the answer, Jeff, is zero.
I think it's one and wasn't for injury. I don't know what the occasion was. Yeah,
I think the number. I think
but
the stat
for
was
injuries,
like,
it's zero.
Correct. Or that's the. I should say that
138.
That is the stat that gets often promoted.
And all of a sudden, and I do not. Do you believe in curses? Even like the curse of the Bambino.
Okay, so I don't necessarily believe in curses. I do believe in psychological elements that, even if, like, I don't necessarily believe in a curse, I do believe that, like, fan bases and whatnot can like expect bad things, and sometimes that can like seep out.
Does it manifest bad things? I guess the way I believe that it could work is that if you are a team where bad things have happened, a lot of bad things that have happened, it can create pressures that cause you to act irrationally as a franchise that can actually cause more bad things to happen.
Yes.
In other words, my beloved...
You articulated it better.
My beloved Buffalo Sabres now have missed the playoffs for 14 years in a row. And so, and there's all kinds of talk about, well, you know, what are... And so what it causes them to do is, as a franchise, to make trades, to push buttons, to do things that they shouldn't do, that in order to overcome
like 10
the bad
approaches,
things,
yeah.
In order to overcome the bad things, which actually then perpetuates the bad things,
right?
But that doesn't apply to injury. Like it does not apply.
No, I agree with you.
It does not apply to injury, and so I do believe. I don't believe this in the case of the Grizzlies. I do believe that it's theoretically possible that a sports franchise can have a bad medical staff or a bad training staff or a bad hell. My beloved Buffalo Bills fired their head trainer this past year, like whatever, because they well, it seems like because they didn't like the way that Dalton Kincaid was being developed physically and whatever, whatever. So
Commanders didn't find Trent Williams brain cancer.
There. Yes, you can have a,
Yeah.
So that's possible, but I really do think I don't believe that FedEx Forum is built on an Indian burial ground. I don't believe that that bringing in Chandler Parsons. What would be the causes if the Grizzlies were to have a curse? The skull in the skull that was in the pyramid. There's this legendary skull, yeah. Of course, that was placed in. Is there any reason for?
I mean, I would be open to seeing some literature. Do we know what is underneath the foundation of FedEx Forum? Like, I do at least want to, like, rule it out.
You want to explore?
I want to rule it out first.
Something about the Chickasaw tribe?
Because don't you think at this point, like, we need to, like, say, all right, I need to see everything. And I got to start.
A lot of times, it's something that the franchise did that trading Babe Ruth.
Right.
That then... But is there anything that the Grizzlies did? I don't think drafting Hashim Thabeet was its own kind of curse. You were cursed with Hashim Thabeet when you did that,
and you had to watch all the other guys,
and you had to watch it. Yeah. It was. But I don't think drafting Hashim Thabeet is connected with any kind of curse, or bringing in Chandler Parsons, or trading away Kyle Lowry, or I don't know. Like, if someone's got theories, let me know. So
should we look at the timeline for injuries post Chandler and pre Chandler?
You think it's a Chandler?
Well,
I'm
not willing to say I definitively, but I'm at the point where I want to get back to, like, let's start at ground zero again. Like, I want to hear all the ideas.
When all this bad stuff is happening, what do? You launch an investigation.
Correct. We got to figure out what...
Bring in a blue ribbon panel.
Yes.
And you would need medical experts, historians who are very familiar with the...
Online conspiracy theorists.
You need online... Yeah, sorry.
Again.
Local historians. You need local historians who understand the local history.
Yes.
I think Bill Dries from the Daily Memphian should be on this
100%.
Case, right? 100%. Like... probably someone from Tom Lee's family
yep.
should be here because it's right there on the river. Who knows better the river better than... So assemble a blue ribbon panel. Someone from St. Jude because, like, we got science. We got all
Correct.
The science we could possibly need. And just get to the bottom of this
because
yes. he just sprained his freaking ankle. He had never been hurt at Purdue. He arrives with the Grizzlies, and it's during summer league. That's when this started. It
yep.
wasn't like we got a little bit of healthy Zach Edey. No, it happened during summer league. He got hurt. And then, okay, well, whatever. It's just summer league. It's just summer league. He's just going to be missing a little summer league. No big deal. And then it's against Denver. A November game against Denver re-injures the ankle. And let's be honest, up until then, just talk about him being rookie of the year. Right? There was, like, whatever. And then
it was not a terrific rookie class.
No, it was a poor.
And he was
lousy.
He was
class.
Consistently playing.
And then it was, and he missed a dozen games then. But then he he has his ups and downs. Isola was hired.
Yep.
All of a sudden, the trajectory looks pretty good. Had some rough moments in the playoffs against the Thunder. Not the only one.
I was going to say, who didn't?
Not the only one. And now we get this third sprain. You know what they say, the third sprain's the charm.
Mm-hmm.
And he has surgery. You know why? It was surgery because, and I'd never heard this before, but...
preemptive surgery? Is that what we're calling it?
No, because of excessive ligament laxity.
Okay.
There was excessive ligament laxity, the old excessive ligament laxity. And although the Grizzlies did not offer a timeline, it appears he will miss the start of the next season. And this is a bummer. Don't have to tell you. Don't know you people out there. It's a bummer. Partly, I'd say the two biggest reasons are as follows. One, it's just happening again, right? Like it's again. Really? Seriously? We're going to have another year that is defined by injury? In some ways, all NBA seasons are defined by injury, by either injury or the lack of injury. Like that's what we've come to realize about NBA seasons. But we don't want this Grizzlies NBA season to be defined by injury. When are we getting, waiting to Zach return, all of that. But then the other reason, so there's the repetitive nature of this, but then the other reason it is such a bummer is I had really brought myself to believe that the main sources of improvement for the Grizzlies would be the two rookies, Jalen Wells and Zach Edey, being better this coming year. Yeah. And in particular, Zach Edey.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.